Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. Don't be afraid to cut workouts short if you're not feeling it. I'm pleased to present B-Rad Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of 5-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy 3, get 1 free, and make the superfuel a centerpiece of your daily routine. Okay, I want to give you some big picture insights about overreaching and overtraining, as I will continue to provide more details, especially getting into the various symptoms that will help you become more aware and take corrective action when these symptoms appear. First thing, though, is that it's essential to cultivate an intuitive approach to training. You're allowed to write up schedules. You are allowed to focus on the particulars and the specifics at each workout. For example, the runners heading to the track and doing 8x400 with this much rest and trying to hit this interval, or the swimmers where the entire workout is highly regimented with the time clock and the send-off times and the different goals of the workout, preparing for race ready. However, overriding all that and overseeing all that is an intuitive approach where you are checking in with yourself every day and monitoring things like real-time energy and motivation levels, as well as symptoms of health, even tiny little minor symptoms of subpar immune function are enough to absolutely tank your well-chosen and well-designed schedule in favor of backing off and resting. And that's a really tough one for highly motivated, goal-oriented, type A-driven competitive performers, where everything needs to be quantified, just like all the other areas in life where that approach has helped us succeed. Of course, I got through law school and passed the bar exam by studying for 8.2 hours per day for 6 weeks and did all this and wrote it down on a spreadsheet. See, want to see my fantastic spreadsheet? This is how I succeed in life. And here's my budget spreadsheet so I can balance my checkbook really well. We want to have that certainty in all areas of life. But when it comes to athletics and the dynamic human organism that's trying really hard to get fitter and achieve these goals, that's when you need to inject some sort of sensibility and reasoning and reflection into every single workout. I took this to almost a laughable extreme in my triathlon career, whereby, of course, before every workout, I would sit with myself and ask myself if this was a sensible and correct decision for the day. A lot of times I would visualize the route. So if I woke up on Tuesday morning and it was my day on the schedule to do a 12-mile run in the canyon, I would actually envision that route and myself running down the hill and crossing the bridge at the bottom and then crossing the road and then going up the narrow trail onto the fatter fire road and taking it all the way up to the train tracks and back to the house. And I would envision how that felt for my body that day before I set out to do it. And a lot of times that was helpful to bring me to a better decision where maybe I'll just jog 3 miles down the train track and turn around because I am pretty sore and tired today. And in the middle of workouts, I would often check in with myself, such as on long bike rides where there was a fork in the road. And if you turn this way, you were descending down a very steep hill to the bottom of the canyon, requiring a pretty tough climb to get out of there. Or if you turn the other way, you could coast back down to home for a nap. And a lot of times when I got to the Chevron gas station in Colfax, I would decide, you know what, today is not my day for the super duper death ride. I'm going to go home and nap for a couple hours and take it easy. So I had like a 66 or 75% success rate with workout completion when I was one of the top triathletes in the world. And that was absolutely one of my strengths that allowed me to rise to the best level of my potential because I was not leaving a lot of gas and a lot of competitive potential on the training ground, which was happening with so many other athletes where, hey, it's Tuesday, we got to finish the whole loop so we can be tough and strong mentally and continue to prepare as expected to peak at this big race weeks or months later. That's not how the body works. You can try your hardest to design a good schedule, but it all comes down to intuition in the end to make the best decisions in real time, all the time. Don't be afraid to cut workouts short if you're not feeling it. Now, what's really cool about being fully immersed and fully committed to the intuitive approach was that many times, because I had that freedom and that free-flowing intuitive responsibility governing all my training decisions, there were also quite a few workouts where I went far beyond my previous expectations because I was free to do so. You see what I mean? So if I set the intention to do a 100-mile bike ride one day, but I felt really great at mile 80, I would keep pedaling and make it 120 or 140. And these were some of my most favorite and most memorable workouts that I believe were true breakthrough experiences to where I finished and and was going to ascend to a higher level of fitness, not to mention self-confidence, because I allowed myself that intuitive decision-making to keep going, keep pushing it, rather than being satisfied with 100 miles because that's what I wrote down in my schedule book beforehand. Do you get the difference? Oh my gosh, I can't say enough about those breakthrough workouts where I just decided to explore yet another mountain pass that was going to be a 30-minute climb instead of turning around and saying, yep, got my workout done for the day. Just like, hey, I emptied out my email inbox today, so I've succeeded in a successful, accomplished workday. It's a big, big difference when you just go with the flow better and allow yourself the freedom to not only curtail sessions when you don't feel great, but to go for it and blow the doors off of what you previously thought you were capable of. Okay, so the intuitive approach is everything for every athlete at all levels. Sometimes I get pushback here from novices saying, well, Brad, that's easy for you because you're experienced and you know how your body works and you can make good decisions. But everyone has a highly refined intuition for what is the right thing to do every single day in every way. That includes how we interact in relationships and with kids, with parents, with coworkers, and also the training decisions. So when you hear that alarm going and get in the car and are driving over to the gym for a 6 a.m. workout, but you feel your throat scratchy and your left knee is throbbing, your intuition is screaming at you, please turn the F around and go back to sleep. but you refuse to listen to it because, after all, it's Tuesday and your training partners are waiting for you in the gym room, or whatever else is going through your mind, the insecurities, the fears, and the obsession with adhering to a rigid schedule. These are the things that get in our way and sabotage our success. So let go, be free, and go with the flow and make the right decisions every day, especially when it comes to tiptoeing into those overtraining risk factors. I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, "Does this stuff really work?" And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light — red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working — these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment, because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like, I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for B-Rad podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey. Thank you so much for listening to the B-Rad podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.